week. You're listening to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast, the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jason, and this week we are doing Pick'ems.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game! It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control. And if you can take it, all about your debt. And if you can pay it, it's all about pay. And who's gonna make it?
Before we get into Pick'ems, I've got the standings that Jeff sent to me today. DeMailman is still in first with a 50-30 record at 625, followed by Wayno. James and Perks have moved up there. James is sitting there at 43-37, a 538 winning percentage. So James has made quite the move over the last couple of weeks. Big Easy Gajon and Tom Ensign are at 533 winning percentage. Brendan Carpinella and Jambalaya Brothers are at 507. And the last one at 500 or better is me with a 40-40 record. So everybody the rest of the way is below 500. Jeff, Mr. Coach Klein, Wesley, Neil, Drummer, Ben, Sans Hobbs, Houdat Fitz, J.A. Arella, Paul Perrett, Trevor Bruno, and Les Henderson bringing up the rear with a 4-66 record.
You know, I feel bad because we asked a lot of questions about Jambalaya Brothers, about, you know, are they brothers? Do they have Jambalaya? Is that their name? And he's in eighth place. Meanwhile, we've asked nothing about the mailman who's in first. Like, is he a mailman? Is he a Karl Malone fan? Did he go to McNeese? Did he play ball with Karl? Is it Karl Malone, actually?
Like,
I think there's questions that can be answered by the guy that's been in first place for pretty much the entire year.
Yeah, call us. Tell us.
Let us know. Do you drive on the wrong side of the car?
All right. So now with that out of the way, we will get into this week's slate of games. And I struggled to find a shitty game of the week.
Yeah, it's getting good. This last 2 weeks could have some fun games.
So I actually don't have a shitty game. I just have a mediocre game. So we won't do that this week. So anyway, we will get into our games. We do have a couple more Saturday games this week, and our first one is a big one. The Detroit Lions, coming fresh off clinching their first division title in 30 years. They beat the Vikings 30-24. They traveled to Dallas to play a Cowboys team that lost in Miami 22-20. Once again, on the road, they're a different team, but this week they're going to be at home. Will there be a hangover for Detroit? Probably. I don't know what else they have to play for. Possible seeding. I'm not really sure.
Seeding, yeah.
I guess seeding, yeah. So it's in Dallas, and the Cowboys are favored by 6.
Yeah, I'm not giving up. I'm taking those points. I'm taking the Lions. After what the Bills did running the ball, the Lions should just run the crap out of the ball. I think the Lions can win this game, much less it's a 6-point spread. It's just crazy.
Yeah, 6 points is too many. Lions, please.
Guess I'm going Detroit as well. Wow. Who'd have thought it? That was our big NFC clash. Now we've got our big AFC clash moving on Sunday. The Miami Dolphins, coming off that win against the Cowboys, travel to Baltimore to play a Ravens team that just really thrashed the 49ers. Everybody was like, oh, the 49ers are the best team in the league by far, best team in the NFC. And the Ravens just kind of beat them down 33-19. Brock Purdy had his worst game, 4 picks. Maybe he's hurt. I don't know. But the Ravens are looking really well in line to get the 1 seed. This game's in Baltimore, and the Ravens are favored by 3.5.
Baltimore, please.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take the Ravens as well.
I think Baltimore are the best team in the NFL.
This is like the classic game for the Ravens to have been all pumped for the game in San Francisco and then, you know, kind of have this false security and then get snuck up on and lose. But I'm picking a big Baltimore.
A Baltimore handshake. All right. Now we get some of our interesting game this week. Our first one, the Pittsburgh Steelers, my Super Bowl pick. Sitting there at 8-7 after a win last week against the Bengals, they brought in Mason Rudolph. And he played better than Kenny Pickett. George Pickens had a monster game, 195 yards and a couple of touchdowns. They travel to Seattle to play a Seahawks team that's coming off a close win against Tennessee 20-17. So they're also sitting there at 8-7, still fighting for their playoff lives. This game's in Seattle. The Seahawks are favored by 3.5.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers aren't good, but I'm going to take the Steelers and the points because just purely I could see this being like a 9-7 game. So 3.5 points seems like a lot when I think that the both teams will score together might score 20.
I mean, I have to take the Steelers, right? They're kind of the team I'm picking all year. So give me the Steelers. Give me Mason Rudolph. Can't believe what those words came out of my mouth.
Give me Seattle, please.
All right. Our next game, the Las Vegas Raiders coming off a surprising win in Kansas City last week, 20-14. They are playing really hard for their new coach. They travel to Indy to play a Colts team that had a lot of momentum coming in, but they got just absolutely annihilated by the Falcons, 29-10. They're sitting there at 8-7, still in the playoff hunt. I really don't know what happened to them in Atlanta last week, but this game is in Indy, and the Colts are favored by 3.
I'm taking the Raiders. I think they win outright in this game. Their defense is – it was crazy watching their couple of guys get after the quarterback and what they do. Like, it's smothering. Gardner Minshew, I don't think, is going to take it well.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the Raiders as well. They've just got something. They found lightning in a bottle with this new coach. Whether that's going to be good enough to succeed, if he's given the job full time, I doubt it. But this year, they're flying, so give me the Raiders.
I'm taking the Colts just to be different.
I'll just say on that, James, I think that Antonio Pierce is that's crazy what he's done, inspired them to do, and he should get the job. And I think he will. And I think it's a terrible decision to give him the job because I think it's impossible for him to do well for 3 or 4 seasons in a row. The motivation dogfight only goes so far. At some point, you got to like be a good coach and know the game. And maybe he knows the game better than I think, but
he might be a good coach. We don't know.
Maybe. Yes. I mean, Dan Campbell's a good coach.
All right. And now for our mediocre game of the week. I guess considering one of the teams I could have put it in the shitty game of the week, the Falcons coming off that win 29-10, they travel to Chicago to play a Bears team that is coming off a nice win at home 27-16 over the Cardinals. Justin Fields may be playing for his job. They're going to get the number one pick. So they've been kind of playing better as of late. This game's in Chicago, Bears favored by 3. I can't pick Atlanta, so give me the Bears.
Well, you know what I'm picking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna give away the points.
Wow, we all took Chicago, deep dish, baby.
I'm taking Justin Fields. I'm taking the points. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No,
I've got to be different, but also I'm looking at if Atlanta wins, then it helps our draft position. Okay. We're not
Has
gonna
Justin
catch the...
Fields done enough to stay as the Bears quarterback next season, or are they going to pick a quarterback at 1?
I don't know. It seems like it'd be hard to pass on Williams, right?
There is a team out there that will give them a first and a second for Justin Fields. And if you can get a first and second or 2 firsts for Justin Fields and turn around and
call that a Davenport.
And then you can reset the timeline of starting somebody over brand new on a rookie contract. I think you're crazy not to. Whether you believe in Justin Fields or not, if you're still going, is he the guy? If you just have to ask, is he the guy? Flip him and start this over with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. I mean it's going
to
be interesting to see what they do.
You're about to pay him $35, $40 million a year while you're still figuring out if he's the guy. That's stupid.
Yeah, I guess let some other team do that.
Yeah, so. if your whole office isn't a resounding that's our dude, you gotta flip him for a couple of firsts and draft a quarterback overall.
Not the Saints though, Jason, right?
No, we've got our guy. Don't worry, James, we've got our guy.
We don't have any room, so, and I don't want to give up any draft picks. So, all right, those are your pick-ems for week 17. Wow. Second to last week of the regular season. Here we are. So those are your games. The Lions at the Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 6. Dolphins at the Ravens. Ravens favored by 3.5. Steelers at the Seahawks. Seahawks favored by 3.5. Raiders at the Colts. Colts favored by 3. And the Falcons at the Bears. Bears favored by 3. No home dogs this week. So get your pick'ems in. Remember, that first game is Saturday. I'm assuming it's Saturday night. So get your pick'ems in, and Jeff will hopefully see them and record them. And with that, we'll say bye-bye, pick'ems donkeys. Bye-bye, Christmas. Not just Evan Stone.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.